Proof That It Works by Maria Fontaine.
A while back, I heard about an excellent academic study that I think can be useful in strengthening our convictions to be God's messenger, no matter where Jesus asks us to be. The evidence presented in this study by sociologist Robert Woodbury can help us formulate a factual, convincing description of the positive influence of Christianity. In order to give you a clearer picture of what was presented in Woodbury's study, I asked one of my co-workers to summarize the study and an article in Christianity Today about it, parts of which I will include here. Woodbury and his team spent 14 years amassing the data for his research, which supported the sweeping claim that areas where Protestant missionaries had a significant presence in the past are, on average, more economically developed today, with comparatively better health, lower infant mortality, lower corruption, greater literacy, higher educational attainment, especially for women, and more robust membership in non-governmental associations. Woodbury concluded that the positive effect of missionaries on democracy came from those who are called conversionary Protestants. He defined conversionary Protestants, CPs, as those who, number one, actively attempt to persuade others of their beliefs, number two, emphasize lay vernacular Bible reading, and number three, believe that grace, faith, choice saves people, not group membership or sacraments. CPs are not necessarily orthodox or conservative. Protestant clergy, financed by the state, as well as Catholic missionaries prior to the 1960s, had no comparable effect in the areas where they worked. As it turned out, being independent from governmental control made a big difference in the effectiveness of missionaries. Woodbury found that missionaries who were not funded by government sources had more support from ordinary people. He discovered that those missionaries were the ones who did the most to campaign against abuses and to be the leaders in helping the common people to protect their lands, to end the opium trade, to fight abuse by landlords, to play key roles in the abolition movement, and more. The missionaries did this out of their love for people, because they cared about them and saw that they had been wronged and wanted to help make things right. These missionaries also fought for mass literacy and education, knowing that if everyone is equal in God's eyes, everyone would need to access the Bible in their own language, and therefore they would need to know how to read. In making it possible for people to learn to read the Bible, at the same time they were giving people the ability to rise out of poverty and to establish democratic movements. Philip Jenkins, a professor of history at Baylor University, said of this study, "Try as I might to pick holes in it, the theory holds up. It has major implications for the global study of Christianity." Dr. Robin Greer, a professor at the University of Oklahoma, said of his work, "I'm not religious. I never felt really comfortable with the idea of mission work. It seemed cringeworthy. Then I read Bob's work. I thought, wow, that's amazing. These missionaries left a long legacy. It changed my views and caused me to rethink." The Christianity Today article goes on to say, "Over a dozen studies have confirmed Woodbury's findings. The growing body of research is beginning to change the way scholars, aid workers, and economists think about democracy and development. This is clear and convincing proof of the power of missionaries to bring positive benefits to cultures and individuals, and to have a powerful and consistent impact for good on the world. As Christians, we are called to be ambassadors of truth, love, wisdom, and freedom. Jesus' unconditional love for us gives us the strength and grace to sacrifice for the good of others. That stands as proof for many people that what we tell them about God's love is true. It changes lives and flies in the face of so many of the ills humanity struggles with, such as wars, violence, greed, quest for power, and exploitation. The loving actions and words of Christians point to a better path. What an idealistic and commendable task. Christian missionary work has had tremendous benefits in nation after nation and has been a powerful force in the lives of millions. That's why in so many places where missionaries have served, they are deeply respected by the local people. We are part of the historically powerful good that Christians have to offer. The influence of our efforts will continue to change this world and carry on the wonderful legacy of truth, freedom, and purpose that Jesus has given us, and that we will rejoice for when He returns.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.